So it's not easy moving this army, and Alexander moves all the way to India. He goes from Babylon, Susa, and India. He is never defeated. Alexander is undefeated. But at India, his men say no more. They want to go home. Alexander agrees. He wanted to go on. He wanted to keep going. But no. He says, okay, we'll go back. And they start the long march back. Now, it must have been an interesting march back. Because the men would have met women they had married. As Alexander marched to India, he realized that if you're really going to conquer a people or rule them, you have to be integrated with them. See, the Egyptians never mingled with foreigners. They were beneath them, right? Never. They never wanted to live. The Egyptians never wanted to live in a foreign country. They never colonized. And I think part of the reason was their belief in life after death. If you died in Syria, far from the embalming workshops, you couldn't be mummified, and you wouldn't have a chance at immortality. So the Egyptians never colonized, never let people there. I mean, even an ambassador to a foreign country didn't like the job, because if he died there, he was losing immortality. Alexander was very different. He realized you got to mingle with the people, and he often encouraged mass marriages wherever the men went. They married the women of the men they killed, right, in battle. So you have these mass marriages, and as the men are going back, they must have met women they had married, maybe even children, and they start the long road back. They get as far as Babylon, where Alexander becomes sick. Now, we have accounts of what was wrong with Alexander. He ran high fevers for quite a while. There's been a lot of speculation what it was. Could have been dysentery, something like that. Could even be malaria, perhaps. But he is running high fevers for quite a while, and at some point it becomes clear Alexander is going to die. The generals gather around him, and they ask him. Now remember, Alexander has conquered the known world. He's conquered as much as anybody's seen. And he's got this empire. And the generals ask him, to whom does the empire go? They want Alexander to name the successor. Alexander's answer is the fittest. He does not name anyone. It will go to whoever is strongest. Interesting response. And he dies, leaving no successor named. The solution among the generals is that the empire is so vast, that they divide the empire among them. And different generals get different pieces. Now, our interest is Egypt. And Egypt goes to a general named Ptolemy. Ptolemy becomes the ruler of Egypt. But this doesn't end the story of Alexander. He's a legend. He dies in Babylon, and he remains there for a year. The body lies in state, we can call it, for a year. How did they preserve it? We know that the tradition is that it lay in spices of some kind. We're not sure what it is. They didn't have Egyptian embalmers there, so he's not mummified in the traditional Egyptian way. But it's preserved in spices. Now, why is it laying in state for a year? The answer is they have to build a catafalque, something to transport the body back to Macedon. And it's going to be of solid gold. And it takes a year to get enough gold and Greek goldsmiths to Babylon to build this incredible edifice. Right? This is how much Alexander was revered. They weren't just going to bring the body back. This was Alexander the Great. So for a year he lies in state while the gold is pouring into Babylon. Goldsmiths are coming and they're fashioning this incredible catafalque which is in the shape of a temple. And on the temple walls, it's a kind of combination, temple and tomb, on the temple walls are Alexander's victories, scenes from Alexander's victories. Now, we have some accounts of the transport of Alexander's body. It was pulled, it was on wheels, big gold thing with the body, pulled on wheels by teams of mules. And each mule had a gold bell around its neck to announce to each city that Alexander was entering.